Hello! It's been a while since I've done one of these, but this is going to be my open thoughts on the Kingdom Hearts franchise. I'm just going to be saying what I think and kind of out loud reviewing it, and then later I'm going to come back and listen to this and write down some notes, and that's going to be the skeleton of the video script. I've been spending all the time since the last video studying up on the games and playing. I only managed to play about 1.5 of them, unfortunately. Or actually 1.3. Kingdom Hearts 1.3 Final Mix HD for the PlayStation 4. But I have watched through, just for reference, I've watched through Kingdom Hearts 1, Chain of Memories, Days. I played through all of 2, watched through Dream Drop Distance, and I played through the... what's his name? I always want to call him Ventist. I played through the Terra route in Birth by Sleep, and I didn't finish because I got pissed off at the final boss, honestly, because the bosses in that game are badly programmed and badly designed. But I'm going to watch the rest of that after I record this. So, overall, there are two types of Kingdom Hearts fans. There's the kind that go, yeah, I really like Kingdom Hearts. It's really stupid, but I enjoy it. And there's also the kind who are like, stop making fun of the story. It makes perfect sense, and they explain everything, and it's well thought out. And if you're one of the latters, you should probably not listen to this, and also rethink your entire fucking life, because you're so wrong about everything, and you need to raise your standards a little bit. Okay, I know that's mean, but this whole thing's gonna be mean, so you'll find very quickly I'm not a fan of Kingdom Hearts. So, Kingdom Hearts is a series about a young boy named Sora who happens to wield the Keyblade. The Keyblade is a sword axe thing shaped like a key, and using it, you can unlock people's hearts. What that means is pretty vague. The concept of hearts in Kingdom Hearts is, again, never actually defined. But it basically means someone's, like, emotions and wants and desires and, like, their... Basically, it's, like, their emotions combined with their morality. And if that gets corrupted, they turn into a monster of varying types, depending on which game they die in. So Kingdom Hearts is this collaboration between Square Enix, the Final Fantasy guys, and Disney. So basically, it's a action RPG where you play as Sora, or sometimes other versions of Sora, but usually just Sora, and Donald and Goofy, and you go around through various Disney worlds, and every different... It'll be like, this is the Hercules world, which is in every game for no reason, because it's always bad, or this is the Tarzan world, or the Hunchback of Notre Dame world, the Sleeping Beauty world, and you'll go in, and it'll usually be like... maybe the entire movie summed up very awkwardly in about 10 minutes to 2 hours of cutscenes. For some reason, all the dialogue in Kingdom Hearts is... it's all delivered in this... I don't know if this is, like, the editing or the acting, or I think it's a combination of both. Because sometimes they get the original actors, and occasionally they do a good job. Like, Danny DeVito sounds exactly like he does when he plays Phil in the movie. They do this thing where it'll be like... you know, Herc, you gotta do something. Camera shot will change, it will zoom out slightly, all the characters will turn to each other, and there'll be this awkward beat. Then Hercules will respond and say something. Beat? Nah, Herc. Like, it's weird and slow and bad. And Kingdom Hearts actually has pretty fun gameplay. It's basically how it works is, when you start the game, you walk up, and you smack your Keyblade into enemies until they die, and slowly you get more and more abilities, so like maybe now you can smack the enemies in the air, so you can attack them in the air, and then that combos into a special air attack, and then that air attack combos into more air attacks, and usually you have to use them to level them up, or if you're unlucky, you have to do something really stupid to get them to level up that the game doesn't tell you about, which is extremely frustrating. Because sometimes really necessary abilities are hidden behind those unlockable walls, and you have no idea that they're there, and you play the entire game wondering how you dodge in the air. And the answer is, oh, you didn't unlock it in that one completely optional side thing? Fuck you! And that's usually how it goes. Someone, when I started playing the second game, someone was like, yeah, it starts kind of button mashy, but by the end, the combat's pretty intricate. That's completely untrue. It starts pretty button mashy, and it ends two or three button mashy, where instead of just mashing X, you start also mashing square, because every single ability in the entire series is mapped to square or triangle. That works great for standard enemies, usually, and it's fun. Like, okay, so I have a lot of negative stuff to say. I actually do like, usually around the 15 to 60% mark of a Kingdom Hearts game, I actually really enjoy playing. And then after that, there's like too many abilities, it gets kind of clusterfucky, and when you have that many abilities, the game dev team doesn't have that much time to balance them. Some of them are worse than others, just objectively. Some of them are too hard to unlock for what they actually give you. Some of them break boss fight mechanics. For instance, in 2.5 Final Mix, if you're fighting, I always get his name wrong, Zaldin, I think. He's the spear guy in the Beauty and the Beast world. Depending on which jump ability enhancers you have equipped, they will completely break the spear ability you can copy from him in that boss fight. And that shit is pretty common during boss fights. Sometimes you'll just have to back out and change your loadout because it's fucky. And that's what happens. Especially now that I played Birth by Sleep, I'm extremely reminded of The World Ends With You, which is a game I like because the writing and characters and aesthetics are fucking awesome. And the combat's fairly fun, though again, on boss fights, sometimes it gets fucky because it's like there's 10 million pins and they level up in different weird ways. And sometimes the game just screws you based on RNG, and boss fights aren't balanced based on certain pins versus others. And that's what Kingdom Hearts is like, in my opinion. So when it works, the combat's like, I can't say seamless. It's not like elegant. It's more like throwing a bunch of fireworks into a room full of people, or maybe not people. Let's say you have to blow up a bunch of pinatas, and like, at the start of the game, you're handed a bat to do that, and that's all you've got. But by the end of the game, you can, like, you feel like you're throwing a box of fireworks into a warehouse full of pinatas. And it's fun to watch them all explode. And it, like, sometimes it even feels good, like, in your hands. You feel powerful, it feels fluid, even though it's not. And then other times, it's like, I literally can't do anything. This boss fight, this boss stuns me. And when I'm stun locked, he combos me from full to zero before I can get an attack off. And you'll have to look up like, okay, wait, how am I supposed to be fighting this boss? And the answer is, hope the RNG doesn't select that move, which has now happened to me twice, which is three more times than is acceptable in a finished AAA game product. A lot of the video is going to be focusing on the writing. Kingdom Hearts, I have to think before I say this. Yeah, Kingdom Hearts has the worst writing in anything I've ever seen the most consistently bad writing, despite how high profile the series is and how seriously it takes itself. And that's not to say it's like, this is a very dramatic game, but like Kingdom Hearts, like never winks at the camera or makes fun of itself. It just constantly does everything wrong. Basically every Kingdom Hearts game at some level, there are 10 million problems with the writing. I'll try and hit as many as I can off the top of my head. I have a notepad document I've been making of some things. It's not even a tenth of the things, but I'll do my best. The first one I'm thinking of right now is a lot of the Kingdom Hearts games are the heart of their story, no pun intended, I guess, is always based on like friendship, and you gotta protect your friends, Riku or Ventus or whoever. And sometimes it's like, no, not sometimes. Every single time you have to believe characters are friends enough to die for them or to go across multiple universes for them. We don't get to see them being friends outside of maybe like three cutscenes per game. And it's less like, oh yeah, okay, these characters have a natural chemistry together. I believe that they are friends. It's more like, what are you going to do today? Like Roxas, I'm gonna have some ice cream. I sure love being friends with you guys. Yeah, being friends is pretty great. Like, they all have guns to their back and they're sweating profusely because Nomura doesn't know how to write any humans interacting like humans. So usually it'll be like, I got separated from my friends and now I have to play a 35-hour-long game to find them again. And, like, that can work if I really want to see my friend again. But you never do, because they're not really friends. It's just that they were told they're friends. They are friends in that that's their job description on social media. It's like, Sora from Kingdom Hearts. Occupation? Friend of Riku. And sometimes Kairi when we don't forget about her. So that's a big problem. The other thing is, there's a lot to say on the core story of Kingdom Hearts itself, because it does retell a lot of different Disney stories, always badly, by the way. And sometimes it'll be like, you know what? We're going to have this story, and it'll be kind of a straightforward story, but we're going to tell it in the most convoluted way possible. And then in the middle, from the 5% mark to the 50% mark, it's going to be only Disney bullshit, and it's going to be a weak excuse for Sora or whoever to hop from world to world, and they're going to go, you need to do this, and they'll be like, I hope we can do this, and in no world will they be able to accomplish their original objective, but they always get sidetracked. It's like, we got to help Princess Peach. Mushroom Kingdom world. We gotta help Belle, or we gotta help Aurora, or we should help Mulan. And that's just because Sora's a good friend who likes being friends with people. And, like, that's... There's nothing necessarily wrong with that, but they make actually no attempt to spread the story through that part of the game. It'll just... It's like a sandwich, and it'll be like bread, and then let's say the story is like... let's say the story is like... This is a ham and lettuce sandwich. So the story is... ham, and the filler in Disney shit is lettuce, and it'll be like slice of bread, thin slice of ham, 50 slices of lettuce, 1 slice of ham, 10 slices of lettuce, 1 slice of ham, 30 slices of lettuce, 10 slices of ham, bread. And that's how it'll work. So people are always like, to understand the story, you got... Like, they've been telling me, because I've been watching all these games and talking about them on Twitter. Like, no, you don't get it yet. You have to watch this game to understand why that happened. No, I don't. I have to watch one cutscene from that game to know why whatever is happening is happening. I watch Dream Drop Distance. That game's entire relevance to the franchise could have been explained in a breath. And you know what? I'll fucking do it. Xehanort is making multiple copies of himself, and he is doing that to make a real Organization 13. The first one was fake, and by doing that, he is creating 13 vessels of darkness to fight 7 vessels of light, and that will open Kingdom Hearts. That's it. I did it in one breath. That was all I needed to know. And the worst part is, I already knew that from context clues from the internet and the other games. So I didn't need to watch that 5-hour pile of dog shit. Okay, so let me say something nice again. Fuck, maybe I shouldn't. I'm gonna run out of nice things. The boss fights in 2 were really fun. They're really good. It'd be like a little bit of world, then a cool boss fight, then like maybe 3 more hallways, then another cool boss fight. This is fun. And then in the second half of the game, some of the bosses got fucky, but like when they're good, they're good. Fuck. I hope that's not the last good thing I have to say about it. So Kingdom Hearts. There is... I feel so bad for every Kingdom Hearts protagonist because all they do is go around and go, hey, I'm looking for like a guy in a black cloak, or I'm looking for my friend. Can you help me? And anyone who doesn't know anything will be like, no, but can you do my laundry? And he'll be like, okay, I guess. And then anyone who does know anything will be like, Sora, I know everything, but I'm not going to tell you anything. Light is dark, is darkness, is hearts. Kingdom Hearts. Heart, darkness, give in, Sora, goodbye. And then they'll disappear. Or worse yet, they'll always go like, you will understand in time. Or like, ah, you're such a fool for not understanding. And they don't tell it to, like, they never explain their plans. So the villain plans are always fucking ridiculous. Nobody's actions make any sense ever. So just as an example, I forget the order these games were released in, but like Kingdom Hearts 1 is just like Sora going through places and fighting darkness. Kingdom Hearts 2 is like, oh, let's go do this other shit and let's fight the nobodies, which are like the Heartless but different in a way that's actually kind of interesting. And in between them are Chain of Memories and Days, which are the worst things ever. Because, so this organization, to keep it very brief, they want to reach Kingdom Hearts, and to do this, they need Sora or any Keyblade wielder to kill a lot of these monsters called the Heartless. Because they have hearts in them, like Eggman robots and Sonic with the little animals in them. And when the hearts are released, they all gather together. And that's Kingdom Hearts. And what happens is, in 2, they're like, we're just gonna be fuckers and cause a lot of chaos and Sora will stop it. Which, like, okay, understandable plan, I guess. But in the other two games, it's like, Sora's in a castle where he loses his memories. What will we do? I know. Let's make a fake girl who has the power to change his memories. Sounds good, boss. What are we gonna do with that? We gonna, like, make him think he works for us so he'll destroy Heartless for us? No, you idiot. That would be smart. We're going to make him think that he's friends with our memory witch. And that's it. That's all we're gonna do.
You sure? You sure we shouldn't do anything with the power to change his entire memory? Sure?
Yeah, I'm very sure. What do you mean they saw through that and it didn't work? Oops.
And then they're like, all right, well, don't worry. We have a backup Keyblade wielder. His name is Roxas.
But I'm scared he's gonna defect. So I made a backup Keyblade wielder. Don't ask how I did it. I just did it, okay? And her name is Shion. And she is going to also kill Heartless. But then we'll be bored of her and we're going to kill her.
Why? Wouldn't it be better to have two Keyblade wielders on both on our side?
No, you see, I made Shion and Roxas. They're friends. And they don't really like us very much, but they work for us and they're friends. So we're going to kill her so Roxas becomes more powerful.
But if you kill her, won't he not want to help you?
Yes.
Then shouldn't we not do that? Wait, I don't understand. We have two Keyblade wielders. Why don't you use both of them to accomplish our... We don't even need Sora.
No, kill both of them. I'm insane.
Like, nothing anyone does ever makes any fucking sense. And then it's the only character, like, sometimes the protagonists are pretty simple and straightforward. So it's like, yeah, I get why they're doing what they're doing. The only character I genuinely like is Roxas. Because he's the only one who people are like, oogity boogity, we are weird. And he's like, shut the fuck up and go away. I'm going to do my own thing. Leave me alone. And I'm like, I get you, buddy. Anyway, there's a lot of small things about Kingdom Hearts. Let's look at some stuff I've written down. None of the worlds, in addition to having just terrible fucking pacing and being so boring, got half the game is cutscenes, and it's sure, okay, it's not half, it's like a sixth, which is too much. That's insane. That's crazy. It's way too much when nothing is happening. Especially because, like, sometimes they have these fully voiced slow-ass cutscenes with terrible pacing, and by sometimes I mean 90% of the time. And then, like, 8% of the time you can just click through dialogue, and that would be great, because then I can read at my own speed and just zip on through. But then, like, 2% of the time they have these cutscenes where they have voice acting and dialogue, and it's like, why didn't you just do that the whole game? Because that way I can go at my own pace. Whatever. None of the worlds have bystanders. They all feel really lifeless. Even when they're, like, the only one that has, like, actual NPC bystanders, they have a few more in 2. Like, Timeless River had a couple, but, like, that's really all I can think of. At best, it's, like, a couple shopkeepers. Like, Hollow Bastion's supposed to be a town, and there's, like, 8 people that live there. I mean, no one's even outside in the second half of the city. Well, not even the second half. There's only one room where people are outside. It doesn't feel like a town. Like, imagine if you played, like, a Pokemon game and nobody was in a city outside. That'd be weird. And, like, I just played Birth by Sleep, and in the Hercules world, they're like, check it out! look at the things, look at the crowd, they're cheering for you. And it just pans up to the sky. So they like, oh shit, we didn't program any, we didn't even get like textures of bouncing heads in the stands. It's just empty. It's just always empty and terrible. Yeah. Okay. So the Kingdom Hearts has a terrible habit of retconning shit. Like, in the first game, they're like, Sora, you're the only one who can wield the Keyblade now, which is, like, weirdly bullshit, because not only can Riku wield the Keyblade, so can Kairi for some reason, so can Mickey for some reason. Then all these other Keyblade wielders show up in Birth by Sleep, which, who the fuck are that? Who was this order of Keyblade wielders? And it's not even like this was, like, a Jedi order from hundreds of years ago that died out. Like, they were alive in Sora and Riku's lifetime. So why was everyone so, like, whoa, the Keyblade? Wouldn't everyone know about this? At least a little. Like, if you're Mickey. Like, if you're going around. God damn it. No one tells anybody anything. It's so frustrating. It's like in movies in the 90s, they always do this like, no, I can't tell you. It's supposed to be a secret. I hate you now so there can be conflict in the last fourth of the movie. And then they come together to defeat the bad guy, or they kiss if it's a romantic comedy. Kingdom Hearts is like that, but they extended it to the entire fucking franchise, except the end, at which point the bad guy will be like, bad guy, I'm a fucking crazy person, ooga da booga. And Sora's like, why would you do that? And he's like, I don't even fucking know. And that's it. That's the whole plot of every game. And they just add shit, because they're like... The worst thing is, I played the enhanced version of Kingdom Hearts 2. Like, you weren't even able to skip cutscenes before, which is crazy. There was a boss I died like four times to who had, I shit you not, I counted 23 straight minutes of cutscenes before his fight. I literally can't imagine that. Playing a game as like a 15-year-old and being like, oh, I lost that boss. Well, be back for another shot in half an hour. That's insane. Like, so many simple things like that. Also, they give you so many abilities, and it's just like, here, fucking have all of them on this heads-up display. Are we gonna allocate any of our buttons in different ways? Nope, just slam X and square. Oh, but if I use this ability, it locks me into a combo, and this boss has these AoE abilities that he'll, like... Because, like, sometimes bosses and other enemies are like, you can attack them... But sometimes you can't, and there's actually no visible difference. Or, like, you'll start comboing a boss, and then you can't stop. And halfway through the combo, they're like, I'm invincible now, and I'm charging up my attack that'll kill you if you're standing next to me. It's like, well, I guess I'm dead, because I can't end the combo in time, because that's not how the button inputs work. So that's awful. Oh, yeah, like... In Dream Drop Different, just back to the Keyblade thing, it's just like, yeah, you know, I never could get my Keyblade, said Lee, even though he definitely wasn't originally going to be a Keyblade wielder. He just got popular, so they're like, whatever. And he's just like, oh man, it must be really hard to get a Keyblade. And he just gets one. It's like, oh, there it is. And everyone's like, oh, I guess you're a Keyblade wielder. Giant middle fingers towards the audience. The camera is really bad in the handheld games, which is every one of them, but game 1 and 2, which is insane. Yeah, God, there's so many problems. I like almost nothing about Kingdom Hearts. Goofy Death Seek. Like, everything they do is so stupid. It's like they had one writer, and he made one draft, and nobody read it, and they're like, perfect! Or maybe like a Disney executive read it and was like, okay, you didn't slander any of our characters, go ahead. Where it's just like, one of the most famous scenes is Goofy's death scene, where here is the sequence of things in order that happen. You are told to follow your friends towards a big army of oncoming monsters, the Heartless. So you do. This is the exact midpoint of 2. So you run after them, and here's what happens. Mickey's like, don't follow me, fuck off! And he runs ahead, and you're like, no, Mickey, I'm gonna do it. So Donald and Goofy, I have to like really think about the order this happens. Nope, I'm sorry. Before that happens, there's a boss fight. Before that happens, okay, let me start over. You go down this hallway. There is no save point before this hallway. Suddenly, There are 23 minutes of cutscenes. Then you fight, to that point, the hardest boss in the game. It's like not to, this one, I actually have to say I had fun with this boss fight, but it is the hardest boss in the game to that point. This is Demix. And the dance, water, dance guy. And you kill him or you die and rewatch the cutscenes a few times. And after he dies, the cutscenes are irrelevant, by the way. They have nothing to do with anything going on. They're just like, Birth by Sleep exists, bye. We added this retrospectively because I made it up after this game came out, bye. So Demix dies. Then Goofy's like, good job fighting that guy. Sorry, I wasn't there for no reason. And then a rock falls on his head and he falls over dead. Or at least he falls over. And Donald walks over and he's like, Goofy, no, my best friend. And Mickey rips off this black cloak he's been wearing the whole time. And he goes, they'll pay for this. And they go off and they run off in a rage. And they didn't even check if he was dead. They just saw him on the floor and they were like, Goofy is dead. And they sprint off. And then there's this, you don't even get to fight with your angry friends or follow them. You get to fight with these random Final Fantasy characters who had no presence in this game at all. And you do that. And then you get to the end of the hallway. And then you fight 1,000 monsters, actually. And then Goofy walks up and he's like, I was fine. And they're like, Goofy. Oh, what a heartfelt moment. It's like, what? What? Who? What? Why not, like, at the very least, could you not have had the boss with his dying breath kill Goofy? Could you not have had the boss at the end of this gauntlet? What? Why was he at the front? Ugh, everything about this is wrong. Ugh. I'm sorry, I hate Kingdom Hearts so much. It's so insanely frustrating. This is basically... Like, seriously, if you play a drinking game where you drink every time they say heart, dark, light, or keyblade, then you'll die. If you're playing King, you'll just be dead. I don't know if this is going to make it in the final video, so I really want to insert it because I like this exchange I wrote. This is Axel talking to Sora. My long arms are like a gibbon's. Got it memorized? But why are your arms so long? That's just something you'll have to figure out for yourself. And then they don't explain it, except in the 50-hour spin-off game, Kingdom Hearts Long Arm of the Law, in which they also don't explain it. Oh my god. God. God, God, God. Okay. Yeah, so they've spread all the quote-unquote necessary information for the series out throughout, like, I don't know, fucking, like, what? Maybe 7 or 8 games now? Except only 1 and 2 are, like, have the main plot. The rest are just, like... Oh, crap, we didn't have time to explain that, except we did, and we didn't, for no reason. So now we have to start explaining in the side games, except then they don't explain anything there, either. They just, like, when people are like, hey, I don't know, why does... I'm trying to think of, like, an innocuous, easy question. Why do they want to get to Kingdom Hearts? They still haven't explained that in, like, 8 games. At least not explicitly. Like, I think the reason... Nope, why even speculate? There isn't a reason. There's no fucking reason. It's just, they want to get to Kingdom Hearts. Fine, whatever. Who cares? Jesus Christ. Yeah, you have to... There's a lot of grinding you have to do. The game spreads itself too thin. Like, there's all these mini-games you can unlock shit in. That you have to level every single ability, except some of them suck. And it's like, if you just took the core fucking game and, like, worked on, like, a much, maybe half the amount of abilities, but made them all good or all applicable in different situations. And so they'd be, like, so there'd be no losers in that category. And then maybe you remove 2 Disney worlds per game, and you really worked really hard on all the other ones, so they all felt good, and you didn't include a Pirates of the Caribbean world, because it looks terrible. Jesus Christ, give your heart to the darkness, Sora. Oh, yeah, most of the games have Maleficent as a villain in them. For some reason, she's just, like, pretending she's the main antagonist, and that's just to buy... That's seriously just padding for like half of every single game. There'll be like some,
it'll be like Pete or Maleficent, and they'll be working to get more heartless.
But like, there's no reason. It's literally just so you don't have to interact with the main bad guy, except like two or three times when they walk up and they're like, "You still do not understand. Why don't you tell me?" "Ooh, I fucking don't know. Goodbye." And that's it. That's it. It's like a stress dream. Ugh. I hate everything about this franchise. That's enough. I've vented long enough. I've ventist long enough. Oh, right. Every character is at least four other characters. So Sora has like... There's a guy named Ventus and something, his heart or reincarnation or something went into Sora, and then Sora was a guy with a keyblade, and he originally Riku had the keyblade, but then Sora got it, and then for a split second Sora turned into a heartless. So when that happened, he got a nobody named Roxas, who looks exactly like Ventus but isn't him, because Nomura didn't want to design another character, but he did want another Sora for some reason. Also, Ventus has another bad guy with him named Vanitas or something. Everyone has a shadow self. Some people have like five of them. One person really wants to have 13 of them, so his Horcruxes can unlock Kingdom Hearts. If you like these games for the gameplay, that's fine. They're all like 7 or 8 out of 10. Like they all have a fuck ton of problems, but like they are kind of dumb, button mashy fun in like a Dynasty Warriors kind of way, if that's what you're into. If you're not, they're the worst. On top of that, they have the worst writing. Just the worst. Actually, nothing about it is good. There's only one line I've liked, and it's only funny because it accidentally makes fun of the rest of the series, which is like the opening of Kingdom Hearts 2, where Roxas meets Xemnas, and he's like, "Who are you?"
"I am what was left. Or maybe I'm all there ever was."
"I meant your name." And that's why he's the only character I like. Fucking Axel. Man, fuck Axel. He's just like, "I'm a cool guy who really wants to be your friend. And I'll do anything to help you out. Except I won't. Why don't, like, I'm sick of this. I'm leaving. Axel, come with me." "I can't." "Why not? You hate everybody here and don't care about their goals." "I don't know, because I have to. Because we made this midquel up after 2 came out. Because people liked me, and people liked you. So we made an unsatisfying backstory. Like it's a shitty reboot of a popular 80s movie or something." "Alright, guess I'll fuck off then."
Simple and clean is the way that...